Yeah. I don't like those.
No, I say, Calvin has had a doctor for that since he's been working with his dad.
A man told me that he puts sulfur in his pants cuffs.
I was going to ask you, what did you use to doctor for them when you had them?
This is quite effective.
Yes, that's what I have. That's what I have Calvin use.
Just plain sulfur, huh?
Yeah, well, I just, you can get a little jar of it, about any size, at the drugstore. And if he would have very much trouble with it, I'd probably have him take it and mix it with a cold cream, or maybe even mix it with a bacon grease, and use it on the parts of his body that he has it. Because you know that they can make children just really just feverish.
I put it on before I'm bitten.
That's a good way. I have always heard that if you put them around your legs or on your feet, maybe sprinkle a little in your shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, you can even get them on your feet until you're just miserable. Or around your waist, maybe on your arms. See, that's what they use whenever they go blackberry picking.
Well, I have mine in a jar with holes in the top, and I just sprinkle it on my socks and then rub it in. And I put
Do you not ever have any?
Yes, they get me.
They still get you.
They aren't as thick. And then I have a commercial preparation, too, that I put on if I'm bitten. It's called Chigger X.
Oh.
It's fairly good.
Good.
But it says that you should put it on before you're bitten and it will repel. Then there's another good one called Off. It comes in a spray can.
Yes,
you
I think I have seen
spray the openings of your clothing. This is excellent.
Mm-hmm. It must have some sulfur in it.
It has something, but it's dandy.
Well, that's good. Chigger X?
Yeah. Chigger X. Yeah, this is a salve.
Oh.
A little bottle costs $1, a little jar, rather, about like this. But for bites, it lasts forever. I imagine it would go faster if you were putting it on as prevention. It's made in Oklahoma over by Vanita. Pleasant to know that we have some home industry.
Well, yes, and I'm thinking, though, I'm just wondering if we have more chiggers than anybody else, too.
I don't think so. Well, we may. I was down by Poto last year, down southeast of there, about 30 miles, and I sat out in a man's, out by his pig pen, and we sat on a board, and I talked to him for about 40 minutes explaining what I was doing, seeing if he would be the man I should talk to, but he came in from Mena, Arkansas when he was in his teens, so he wasn't actually a man. But when I left him, I had a strange sensation that I was being carried away, and 2 days later the bites appeared, and I picked up about 40 chiggers. They were just all over me, around the waist of my pants and around my legs. I wasn't prepared for it, and I hadn't sulfur or anything.
You know, talking about the different kinds of people, you know, that you talk to, you know, in this thing, I noticed my neighbor coming to the back door a while ago, and she's the one that, I judge she's about 68, maybe, or something like that. And she is a Kentuckian.
Ooh.
And, she's just real cute. She's real cute with her talk. And I wondered if, I thought maybe she'd come on in. Let you see how she talks, and then I thought, maybe you wouldn't.
Does she say such things as, it's kindly good?
Oh, I don't know that I remember her saying that, but the tone of her voice and, she'll say things slowly, you know, and she's real cute.
We had some friends from the southwestern tip of Virginia. They grew up in a very small town there outside the town of Bristol. It was just backwoods country, and they said kindly good, and